Hey there, Geological fans. I'm Margot Rossi, a longtime practitioner of Asian medicine and author of To Be Like Water. Michael invited me here to share with you some mindful movement practices from Taoyuan Therapeutic Movement, which sure are great for the sinew meridians, but these practices are also just powerful medicine for mind, body, and spirit. I think of them as evolutionary medicine because of how they invite us to reflect on ourselves, explore our boundaries, and discover new possibilities of being. So I invite you to check out these two of my favorites. The first one is Lizard Walks on Water, and the second I call Bamboo Twist. The metaphors here are important to get both sides of the brain communicating, and they also help to make the movements your own. So we'll check in with what images come to your mind as we move. These practices will take about 20 minutes. You can do one or both, but we're going to start by finding a comfortable resting position on our backs. Make sure you have plenty of space around you. And you can have your arms alongside your body, not touching your body, and your legs about hip sockets width apart. We're going to start with a body scan. So be sure that you're comfortable, even if that means that you need a cushion behind your head or behind your knees. That's fine. If you can rest without a cushion, that's optimal. But please make yourself at home here. And let's start by letting our attention come to rest in our feet. Just feeling that the heels are resting on the ground. And we're simply going to slowly move our attention up through the body, from the feet to the head. And you're just noticing a few things. One, how are you touching the ground? And where are you touching the ground? What parts of you are clearly giving their weight to the earth? You can also take note of your length and your width. And you can also notice that you are breathing. Where do you feel the breath moving most clearly? It might be your chest, it might be your ribs, your upper abdomen, maybe it's below your belly button. And you can mark that breathing space by just resting a hand where you feel the breath moving most clearly. We're going to check in with this a few times during our practice, so it can be interesting to note how the movements affect where and how we're breathing. So we'll come to our first practice by taking our legs wider than our shoulders. And if it's okay for your shoulders, to extend your arms overhead onto the ground, resting with your hands about as wide as your feet. So you're creating this X shape with your body. Your elbows can be straight yet relaxed. They can be slightly bent. And you can just breathe naturally here in this X shape. We want the limbs to be as heavy as they can be. So I invite you, if it's okay for you, to imagine a kind friend taking hold of your right wrist and gently guiding it along the ground on that diagonal line of that X shape, lengthening that right arm away from your torso. And you're reaching only as far as it's comfortable and then letting the arm rest wherever it lands. And next, that kind friend takes hold of your left ankle, drawing it along that diagonal line away from the torso. And when you reach as far as you can with that left leg, let it be. Coming to the right ankle, and lengthening the right leg away from the torso on the diagonal, And finally, coming to the left arm and letting it draw away from the torso on that X-shaped pattern. And we're just going to continue in this way with the right arm lengthening away from the torso, then the left leg, then the right leg, then the left arm, back to the right arm, the left leg, the right leg, the left arm, the right arm, the left leg, the right leg, the left arm. And just keep going on your own here, faster and faster even, so that your spine is wiggling side to side as a result of the movements of the four limbs firing off on this pattern of lengthening in this X shape. And as you move like this, lengthening the limbs in an X shape with the spine moving side to side, what are you like? Maybe words or an image don't come straight away, or maybe they do. Just let yourself inquire. When I move like this, I am like what? I came up with a lizard running across the water. But what's it like for you? Taking another opportunity to maybe just go a little bit faster. And finally come to still the movement. Remaining in this X shape, just noticing any sensations. You might notice some tingling or vibrating sensation, or maybe something else comes into your field of awareness. And now returning your arms alongside your body and your feet hips width apart, letting your attention come to rest at your heels, and come back to that body scan where you're slowly moving your attention up through your body and noticing how you're relating to the ground now. What parts of you are clearly resting on the ground? And you can check in with your length and your width and your overall sense of yourself. You can also notice your breathing space. Where's the breath moving most clearly now? It might be the same, it might be different, but you can place a hand where you feel your breathing space is now. And this is a great place to stop or continue on to the next practice, what I call the bamboo twist. Here, once again, we'll take our attention to our legs and our feet, and we can fold at the knees and hips to stand the feet on the ground. It's usually easier to do this next movement if you have your heels in as close to your sitting bones as is comfortable. And we'll open our arms shoulder level with the palms up or down. So you're making a T shape with your arms out at shoulder level. And we're going to cross the right leg over the left so that the inner thighs are touching. And this will be your starting position. As you exhale, let your knees drop to the left in a twist. And then as you inhale, use that lower left leg to push you back up to that starting position. So your top right leg remains heavy and at ease. And again, as you exhale, twisting and letting the knees drop down toward the floor to the left. It doesn't matter how far they go. Inhale and push yourself back up to the starting position. And then go one more time, just an easy exhalation, letting the knees drop to the left. And maybe this time you can turn your head to the right if you like. And then inhaling and pushing yourself back up. to the starting position. For this next set of three, we're going to breathe in a big breath and hold that breath in as you let the knees drop once again into a twist to the left. When you get as far as you can go, exhale and see if maybe a little more twist comes to you. And then inhale and push yourself back up to the starting position, drawing in a little bit more air. Hold that breath as you drop the knees down into the twist to the left and maybe your head to the right. And when you get as far as you can go comfortably, that's when you exhale and just see if there's a little more twist available for you. And then inhale, push yourself back up to starting position. Hold the breath and twist one more time. Knees to the left, maybe head to the right. When you get as far as you can go comfortably, exhale and see if there's a little more twist for you. And then inhale and come up to the starting position. And the next set of three, letting the breath rush out the mouth. On your exhalation, letting the knees drop once again to the left, maybe your head to the right, just as a flop, just flop into the twist. And then inhale, put yourself back up to starting position. And again, let the breath rush out the mouth and flop into the twist. Inhaling again. And go one more time. Exhale with a whoosh out the mouth and flopping into the twist. Excellent. Inhale back up to position. Stretch your legs out long. Just breathe easily and come once again, resting your attention in your feet. And scanning slowly up through the body, noticing how you are in contact with the ground now. Maybe you notice something different, maybe not. Taking measure of your length and width, one side might feel quite different from the other. And you can also notice where your breathing space is now. And we'll come and do the other side. So you can cross the left leg on top of the right, standing the feet. And this time, as we just very gently exhale, we're going to drop our knees to the right. So your arms are still in that T-shaped position. Dropping your knees to the right as you exhale. Maybe your head goes to the left. And then inhale, put yourself back up to that starting position. And then again, just a nice slow exhalation out as you twist to the right with your knees, maybe to the left with your head. You're not pushing or forcing anything in this twist. You're just exploring here. And then inhale and push yourself back up. And one more time, exhaling, knees drop down to the right. And inhale, coming back to starting. As you might recall, this next set of three will be holding the breath in as we twist the knees to the right and the head to the left. Go as far as you can, and then exhale and see if there's a little more twist for you. Inhale and push yourself back to starting position. Hold the breath in. Twist knees to the right, head to the left. When you get as far as you can go comfortably, exhale and release a little more into the twist. And one more time, inhale, put yourself back up to starting pose. Hold the breath and twist, knees to the right, head to the left. Exhale and release a little more. And then inhale, come back to starting position. For our final set of three, where you just let the breath rush out the mouth like a whoosh and allow yourself to safely flop into the twist, knees to the right, head to the left. And inhaling, pushing yourself back up to starting position. And go again. We'll whoosh out the mouth and a flop into the twist. And I believe you've got the hang of it now. You can go that last time on your own. Once you come back up to starting position, you can uncross your legs and stretch the legs long. Now you can return your arms alongside the body. And again, let's do one more body scan, letting the attention rest at the feet and slowly moving it up through the body. Noticing now what parts of you are clearly in contact with the ground. Checking in with your length and width and weight. Seeing if one side feels different than the other, if they feel fairly balanced. Once you've come up all the way through your body, you can just have an overall sense of yourself. And tune once again into your breathing space. Noticing if there's anything different about its location or the quality of your breathing. Super. Gently, you can rub your fingertips against your thumb, and you can wiggle your toes against each other, just feeling the friction of fingers and toes. Maybe rolling the wrists and ankles, rolling the legs and arms and head. Taking one knee up into the belly and chest, and then the other knee. You can give yourself a hug here and gently rock side to side. And however you want to come up to sitting again, you can roll to the right, take a moment's rest there, and then ease on up to sitting. Or maybe you'd like to rock up and down the length of your spine, just to kind of distribute the energy through your spine, if that's comfortable on your back. And let that rocking along the spine take you up to a seated position. So, as we work through these movements with these names, the lizard running across the water or the bamboo twist, they both have therapeutic value. The first one helps to engage the energy moving from the torso into the limbs and back again. And it also helps the spine to release and lengthen. And the second one, the bamboo twist, many of you might recognize as a wonderful practice for the gallbladder and the triple heater, the Shaoyang channels that deal with going left and right and twisting. So may your movements of mind and body lead you home to yourself. Thanks for joining me today, everybody.
Thanks as always for listening. If you liked this conversation, if you learned something new or found a moment of inspired insight, share the episode with your friends. If you want to support Geological, there's just one way to do that. It's by going to the website and becoming a member or leaving a one-time contribution today. Well, folks, that's it for today. Join us again next Tuesday for another conversation that connects up the voices of our community.